Three, two.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host of this show, which features the best live music in Westchester County and other places as well. Today, I am so happy to present a very, very fine jazz ensemble. Dennis Wing's Spacious something.
Spacious Quartet.
We're very
happy to be here, Roger. Thanks for having us.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the quartet. Introduce the people.
Okay. Well, my name is Dennis Wing, and we have Sean Nowell on the tenor sax over here, Brian Glassman on the double bass, and John Doty on the drums.
John, I know. I tried to get him to sub on one of my gigs like a month ago.
John knows everybody, I'm sure.
And you played bass on one of my gigs.
That's right, I did. And actually, I sat in once with you on guitar. I don't know if
I remember that. You praised my tone. You praised my guitar tone.
Oh, okay, good.
Because
good.
I have one little overdrive going into a Blues Junior, and you've got...
Right, all these toys.
Right.
That's right.
Right, well, I'm a minimalist. I get confused easily.
I hear you.
So today, let's just talk about the quartet. You guys are available for all kinds of corporate and private functions.
Yes, we are. And today's format is going to be my original compositions, which I'm very pleased about. But most gigs are not, they don't have the luxury of providing us such an indulgence. We play jazz standards. You know, depending on the occasion, depending on the age group, depending on if it's, you know, 55 bar in New York City, then maybe we'll be doing originals too, but what have you. But these are all Dennis Wing compositions this afternoon.
Quick question for you. This guy I work with today was giving another guy I work with advice. He's getting married in a year. I want to tell him don't, but anyway.
Yeah, really.
Anyway, so this other guy was telling him about the band that he had at his wedding. Mm-hmm. I piped in, I said, I got a number of people who could do it, and the great thing is if you go through an agency, 50% of your fees going right to the agent.
Absolutely.
So it's better for you to go to the musicians directly.
Absolutely.
But this other guy is saying, well, with my guys at my wedding, I told them, you can't eat, no food for you.
No food for you.
And I was thinking, man,
get out of the buffet.
But then he said, I told him no food, but I gave him $150 in cash extra a man.
Wow.
So what do you guys think? Does that deal work for you?
Sounds good to me, right, lads? I can't think of any one single meal with that. Right?
Okay, so he did the right thing. Anyway, website.
Not even sushi in the best place in Manhattan. Anyway.
Where can they find you?
Well, the Spacious Quartet is a new band as such. This will be our fourth time playing together. So there's no Spacious Quartet website. There's my website, denniswing.com, DenniswinGe. And then all of these guys, I'm pretty sure all of them, maybe not Brian, but they all have fantastic projects of their own, and they're all also side people in other projects as well, like they are in this one. And some of them have websites too. Sean, is it SeanNowell.com?
It is.
So it's S-E-A-N and then another N-O-W-E-L-L .com. Yeah. Brian, how about you?
I have a Facebook page.
Brian Glass.
Facebook.com/BRIBASS.
No one can hear.
All right, it's Facebook. Yes. He has a Facebook page, Facebook.com/BRIBASS, Bribass. Right. And John's got a website, right?
I have a CD.
And he has a CD, and Sean has two CDs, actually.
You know what? Let's for now, because I want to get the maximum music.
Here we go.
You go to Dennis. Dennis is the leader. You go to the top. He'll book it. He'll take care
of
you.
That's right.
Okay? You teach private lessons. Do all of you teach private lessons?
I don't know, actually. I know Sean does, and Brian does. John is... way too good for that. No, I'm okay.
Same website for private. Do you do it out of your home? Do you travel to people?
Yeah, if you contact me for private lessons on one of the other instruments you see today, I'll just refer you to the other guys. It's too much information. So, and my wife teaches drums too. So I teach guitar and bass. She teaches drums and beginning piano. Privately, we also travel when necessary.
I have not seen your wife play since Al Frankel's annual summer party before the baby.
That's funny. She still plays. John subs to her sometimes. You know.
Okay. So we got one more thing to promote, and then we got 20 minutes of music.
Sounds good.
The last thing we want to promote is your jazz jam.
That's right, the Westchester Jazz Jam, which is westchesterjazzjam.com. And that's every Thursday night in Ossining, 8 to 11.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Is this a jam invitation only?
No.
Is it for beginners?
No, it's open jam. It's open jam. We're very open. If you come, you'll see we're very open to all levels and all instruments. Even singers. No, okay. we are open to singers. The jam is in its 5th year. We celebrated our 4th anniversary with the Spacious Quartet a few weeks ago. So that means we're in year number 5.
That's awesome. So we're going to hear some original music.
Yep.
By the Spacious Quartet. All right, guys.
All right.
Let it rip. You can announce the tunes, if you want.
This tune is called Jerry's Blues, in honor of the legendary jazz educator named Jerry Coker. 1, 2, 1, 2. Thank you. growing. Okay, good. Let's do this next tune. Is called A Hint of Silence is a Hint of You.
Thank you.
Hey, lads.
There. Pull up a seat.
All right.
Nicely done.
Thanks,
Roger. I wish I had mic'd up you guys. We'll do it another time. I have a few.
I'm so glad you didn't come on.
I have a few observations. First song, I heard you channeling Pat Metheny. Second song, Al
DiMeola. That's a nice compliment.
Al DiMeola on
nice
the second.
Compliment.
Beautiful bass sound. The tone on that is magnificent.
I agree. Thank you.
To me, I would have thought you would have played with brushes or blastics. But it's amazing that you could keep it that quiet with those big, fat sticks that you used. Very tasteful. Shows a lot of restraint. Saxophone. Saxophone is a tough instrument because you don't play that much. You got to stand there and look good for more time than you play. Unless you're Rahsaan Roland Kirk, when you can stick like two or three in your mouth and maybe play rhythm or something like that.
Yeah, and that metal's probably getting cold too.
Yeah, it is probably around 40 degrees in here.
It's fine.
That's okay. So it sounded terrific. Whose compositions were they?
They're my compositions, and that's why I'm happy that these guys are indulging in the opportunity to present the music.
To me, it's interesting that you came in with the 335.
Okay.
The 335 guitar, not renowned as a jazz guitar. And it was interesting, the tonal colors. Tell me about some of the colors you used, that you applied to it. Like the first song was kind of very echoey. Second song, there was a lot of chorus on it.
I actually use on the second song, it's called a vibrato. What is that? Dan Electro, they call it the chicken salad or something ridiculous like that. You know, they have all those silly names for those pedals. So it's a vibrato pedal, like similar to late 60s Jimi Hendrix. So, I paid for all these damn things. I gotta get my money's worth out of them. So that's what that was. And then on the first turn, I used an echo pedal for a brief time, not echo, I'm sorry, the echo was on the whole time, but also the octave pedal was out the front.
Interesting. So you never get confused with all those pedals there.
I just keep stepping on them until something comes out,
Do you ever play with the tone controls on your guitar?
Almost never. Maybe I should, but, I'm like the type of person that as soon as I start messing with it, I'm going to forget that I messed with it.
Right.
And the whole rest of the gig, I'm going to be like, why doesn't it sound right? It's just...
The worst that happens to me is when I drop the low E on my guitar to a D, play a song, then go into the next song, and I'm going, something's not
right.
I don't know what it is. But somehow, that string's not that important. You can muffle it.
That's funny.
Anyway, thank you for coming down, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks very much, Roger.
We're out.
Yippee. Nice job, lad.